That's old antique. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm, the sofa.
What different things did people have in their bedroom to keep their clothes in?
Well, they had wardrobes. I think they called them armos then. Uh-huh. Mama had one.
What did that
but
mean?
They go to the top of the ceiling there. She got one.
Does it have a place for hanging the clothes?
Uh-huh. They have a place for hanging and one side for shelves. That's the old armor. And a high thing in front. And you can put head boxes and things behind there and you can't see them.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
What else did people have?
Well, they had the old bureau. I wish I had one now.
What did that look like?
Some of them was made with drawers on top of the base on each side.
Mm-hmm.
Then the mirror come down in there. And then by 4 or 5 long drawers plumb across.
Mm-hmm.
That was a bureau. Mm-hmm. And now they got something like a, it's not a bureau now with the hair. Now it's a dresser.
How's it different?
Now, well, they don't have the drawers up on the base. And they don't have as many drawers.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Then it come on down to the dressing table.
Uh-huh.
That just have 2 big drawers on each side. No drawers on the base. And a little, I think I got a dressing table back there. I think that's what you call that. I got in the back room.
Nowadays, if you wanted to buy something like this, what kind of store would you go to?
Well, I think you'd have to go to the antique shop.
Uh-huh.
Because they don't keep them there anymore.
What about
yeah.
a long time ago? Where did you get one?
Well, we can get them from any general store.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. We had a store, we had a general store here on this side of the river. And you could buy anything from a horse collar and furniture and clothes and everything. Just above the Rapide Bank,
uh-huh.
I remember that. And in Pineville and down near the river, it was a man down there had a general store you could buy most anything. Wagons and buggies and everything.
Sam, nowadays if someone's building a new house, what would they build to hang their clothes in?
It'd build closets.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And something you could have in a window to pull down and keep out the light.
That's called window shades or blinds. Window shades are people call now, but olden people call them blinds.
Blinds was just a solid material?
Mm-hmm. Just a solid, something like a oil cloth.
Mm-hmm.
It was made with some kind of paste on it, because in a run of the time, it looked like you done meat and they all come pieces. You know, look, that's the way they would wear out.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. But they knew they was nice. It was nice when they knew.
Now they all see that plastic.
That's old Venetian blinds.
Yeah.
Mm, and they're so hard to keep clean. Yeah, they're hard to keep up.
The covering on the house is called the
roof.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. What do you call the things along the edge of the roof that carry the water off?
That's the gutters.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Are they built in or do they hang from
the roof? No, you have to get a man to... They hooked on a staple on somewhere in there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. They good when you got so many batteries on the house. I don't have one on this house. I wish there'd be. Mm-hmm. This house, all that full batteries on here and all that water, and sometimes we have a lot of trouble with water under the house.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
The water just collects in the valley?
No, it runs off. It throws it off. But see, it throws it off sometimes so close and it runs back under your house.
Mm-hmm.
But if you got a gutters,
mm-hmm.
Well, they put it all in one place. Well, you could dig a drain there and put your pipe in and